Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Ketzad bot k'nimes ha'edim. How would we examine the witnesses to see if they're telling the truth? So, yimachnis no samayim alayin. First, we'd bring them in and we'd frighten them a little bit. And we'll see in this call, adam l'chutz m'sharin as ha'gadol shebehen. We'd get everyone else out of the room and we'd leave only the bigger of the two edim. Va'omlo, we say to him, emor hechata yodeh shezeh chayiv lezeh. Tell us, how do you know that Reuven owes Shimon money? Imamar hu amar li shani chayiv lo. If he says, how do I know? Because Reuven told me he owes Shimon money, or ish ploni amar li shu chayiv lo. Or I know because someone else told me that he owes him money. Lo amar klum. That's what we call hearsay. That is not testimony. Ach yomar befanenu hoda lo shu chayiv lo masayim zuz. Unless they're able to say that in front of us, Reuven admitted to Shimon that he owes 200 zuz. V'achar kach machnis nas hasheni bot kamo. So then we bring in the second witness and we examine him. Im rimtzu dvarei muchavanim. If they both tell the same story, Nelson and Nelson Bedavar, then we have what to talk about. Shnayim Rom Zaka Vechon Omer Chayiv, meaning the Dayanim have what to discuss. Shnayim Rom Zaka Vechon Omer Chayiv, if two of the Dayanim vote that the guy to acquit and one to convict, Zakai, so then he's Zakai. Shnayim Rom Chayiv Vechon Omer Zakai, but if it's a 2-1 vote in the other direction for Chiyuv, then Chayiv, Echon Omer Zaka Vechon Omer Chayiv, if Shnayim Zaka and Shnayim Mechayivin, Vechon Omer Yodeh, Yosif HaDayanim, if they're at a stalemate and one of them says he does not know, so then we have to add extra dayanim onto the case. Mishnah Zayin Gomras Hadavar. So when they conclude the matter, they bring them back in. The most prominent of the dayanim would say, Ish ploni ata zakai, Ish ploni ata chayiv. He would declare the verdict one way or the other. And it's very important that when the case is over, one of the dayanim shouldn't say to the guy who lost the case, look, I tried to stand up for you and I tried to be on your side, but the other dayanim outvoted me. No, you're not supposed to reveal the what happened in the discussions in the Beis Din. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that they would examine the Edim by taking first the bigger of the two Edim, and we'd ask him, how do you know this testimony and it can't be hearsay? And then we bring in the second guy, and if they both seem to be saying the same thing, so then the Beis Din discusses the matter, and we go with the majority vote of the Beis Din. If the Beis Din's at a stalemate, we have to add other dayanim. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim declares the verdict, and it's very important that none of the dayanim go out afterwards and tell the guy, look, I really voted for you, and it was my friends that voted against you, so it's not my fault that you lost this case. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Ches.